The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Starting the day for you, I'm sort of in the medium range here, almost halfway through my commitment. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. The ladies are not with us, but Ken Kessler is here. Not that I'm suggesting he would take the place of the ladies, because that's not his. He's all man, rugged, strong, heroic, brave.
He's our Bear Grylls.
What?
He's our Bear Grylls.
Who's that?
You don't know who Bear Grylls is?
If I did, I wouldn't say who's that.
He is has a TV show on NBC where he takes celebrities out on these ultimate adventures.
Oh, really?
Where they get dropped off in the middle of somewhere and have to make it back to somewhere by doing all these crazy things in nature.
Really?
And, you know, jumping out of planes and climbing rocks. And as a matter of fact, the president apparently did some little adventure with him the other day.
Oh, that was in Alaska?
Promotion. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, what's happening today that is of interest and importance? What should we be spending our time discussing? The refugee crisis. Oh, boy, don't they love that word. And the news media, it's a crisis. And the UN says that Europe is bad for not foreseeing the refugee problem. I want to know where the UN gets off suggesting to the European Union that they were wrong because they didn't make preparations for people to come to their countries that they don't want in the first place. Why is it? That's kind of like saying to us, why aren't we prepared for all the illegal immigrants that come across the border? We don't want them. Or at least ostensibly we don't want them. The Europeans don't want them either. And where is it a requirement in their charter that they take people that are coming? Is it good? Is it good, strong humanitarian thinking? Benevolent? Yes. But to have the UN and its arrogance suggest that it's Europe's fault that things are so chaotic, hello, I'm not sure there's any merit to that at all. None. If they're doing the job, they've made a decision collectively, that is, European leaders in England, France, Germany, to a lesser extent, Spain, but it's mostly been Germany, France, and England that have said they'll do as much as they can to help these people out. There are hundreds of thousands of these refugees that are coming out of the woodwork.
How many European leaders do you think are sitting around right now going, maybe we should get over there and fix this problem in Syria?
They should have fixed it. That's what they ought to have done before, fixed the problem with ISIS instead of having all of this. This is bad leadership. This is why we go back to, Richie made a good point, there's only one good leader in the world today, and it's the Pope. The rest of them are all weaklings.
But this is what you get when we have 10 to 15 years of conflict, and everybody's tired of conflict, and then they don't want to do anything about it, and this is what you get.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what you get.
So you have to be prepared
for
this
problem. The Danes said, don't send them to us. We don't want one of them. We don't want any of them. And that's their right to do that. People say, the Scandinavians are supposed to be so liberal. How come they won't take any? Because they don't have the infrastructure, they don't have jobs, and they don't want to spend, they don't want to. It's their right to not want to, isn't it? I don't want people here who aren't legally here, and we don't have a place for them, we don't have jobs for them. If we've got jobs, then bring them on, make sure they come in legally. Terrific idea. Our country is of immigrants and immigration. That's how we came to be. None of us are Native American. Well, maybe there are a few. But you know what I'm saying. The country wasn't built on that which was here, in terms of people, it was built on people coming from elsewhere and, you know, making the best of what we have. And we have a lot of good things here. They have a lot of good things in lots of places in the world. But that doesn't mean they should be expected to. It's your job to help these people. No, it's not. If you want to, great. But as Richie just correctly pointed out, this whole thing comes from leadership that sucks. Not only in our country, but in Europe as well.
Well, hey, you look
stop
back
out
at
ISIS like that, and you don't have this problem.
That's how we got our start here.
Yeah.
Bad leadership.
Yep.
We're
okay.
Out of here. Adios.
Okay.
By the way.
Yeah.
Headline of the day.
Yeah.
Greek island of Lesbos on verge of explosion.
Lesbos. Really?
Sorry, but my inner Beavis and Butthead just can't ignore that.
I think we should send Kim Davis over there to investigate the Lesbos. See if they have marriage licenses.
How come you never told me about this place, Doug?
I'm sorry, Richie. I've been keeping it, not necessarily for myself. But. All right, so Miss Davis,
the wife wants to go,
is the news moniker of the day. What's she going to do today, and what grandstanding is Mike Huckabee going to continue to do to look basically foolish? The whole thing is foolish, especially when you look into what this woman is all about, and then understand. You got to wonder, why'd she run for the job? I wonder what, you know what, I didn't see Kenny. What did she do for work before she ran? She got sworn in January. What'd she do for work before that?
She's been here forever.
She's been what?
She's had that job for a long, long
time. No, she hasn't. She got sworn in January.
Yeah, for her whatever term.
That's not what I understood. I could be corrected.
Oh, was it? I'm
sure.
Know.
That isn't the info Kenny and I have. But anyway, the point is that she has an axe to grind, and I suppose a lot of politicians do, but is this the way to carry out the axe? This is so distorted, the issue, distorted what's going on.
Oh, she's got her own wiki page already.
No, has she? Good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what does it say she did before she was clerk of courts? Biting my tongue.
She was a deputy clerk.
A deputy clerk. You don't run for that, right? She ran for it after the... Did she run against somebody who had the job, or was it open? And she's the only one who ran for it.
Her mother had the job.
Oh!
Oh, wow, look at that. For 24 years.
Perfect! And did her mother have the same attitude toward gay marriage? It wasn't an issue then because it wasn't the law.
Right, it wasn't, yeah.
Yeah. I'm betting she had the same issue with it, though. You want to bet?
Well, no, remember, I mean, she just recently converted to Christianity and
from what? I asked that before. What was she before?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be great if she was Muslim?
I'm thinking not.
I'm thinking not, too.
I'm not going to bet the farm on that one.
No, All right, but look at the time we spent. I mean, it's kind of fun, I guess, in a manner of speaking. It's kind of sad. She's given marriage licenses to first cousins, though.
You know, while I think she should have just done her job because the law of the land, and I'm a believer in following the law of the land, right?
Right.
Even if I disagree with them.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to give her a little bit of room for sticking with her beliefs. Okay, cool. I get that. I totally get that, and I respect that. But then yesterday when you come out and you say the ones that have been passed while you were in jail, you're going to try and get turned over.
Yeah.
You know what?
Nutcake.
At a certain point, you just got to let it go.
Yeah, nuts. Okay, the dentist who shot the lion, Cecil the Lion, did you see that circus yesterday?
Wouldn't it be great if both him and Kim Davis had spent time in jail together? That'd be awesome.
What a circus.
So what are you in for?
All right, so I don't know what to think at this point in time about this guy. I don't like him because I don't like killing animals for any reason, period, end of story.
But you know what? Say what you want about him being a trophy hunter. It's not his fault he shot that lion.
No, but just the whole idea of
and
going
the world
and shooting.
Wanted to string him up on a tree, and it's just not right.
Well, what the whole business of shooting animals like that is not
no,
in my opinion. That's my thing.
I agree.
I'm not for doing that, no matter what the species, no matter what the circumstance. You can say, well, you shoot coyotes on your farm. Yeah, because I'm trying to protect other life.
Defense.
Shooting the lion isn't protecting anybody
but
from
these
anything.
Guides, how come nobody wants to string these guides up? They're the ones that tied the stake on the front of the Jeep.
But, well,
They're not even approaching this.
But see, the approach here that is wrong is that the country, the Zimbabweans, are legally encouraging people to come over there. And instead of taking them on a photographic safari, they take them on a killing safari, and that attracts people. It appeals to some people.
I bet you, if you Google Zimbabwe game hunting, big game hunting, you will see tour companies looking to get your bucks,
right?
So that they can take you over there and kill whatever you want,
right? But that's
meanwhile, this dentist, who's the guy who wants to.
There were 3,000 people in his office yesterday, or around, protesting in and out of his office. Did you see that circus? It was a complete circus. And the news media is loving it.
All things considered, I'd rather be in Lesbos.
Yeah.
Hey, why wasn't Mike Huckabee there?
I'm surprised Ted Nugent didn't show up.
Who would have been good to go there? Well, think about all of the people that are running. Who'd been good to... Would that be a good place for Trump to show up? Or
well, Trump's son, remember, he got in trouble for cutting off the elephant tail.
So Trump's not likely to show up there. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. You're a biker if your other suit is a rain suit. Five more today on American Biker Minute. Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now. At 800-524-6201. Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. And this edition of You're a Biker If. You're a biker if your idea of a three-piece suit consists of leather chaps, vest, and a riding jacket. Or the dealership staff knows you by name. You're a biker if you wake up in the morning next to your better half wondering if the bike will start. You're a biker if you carry a crushed flat beer can just in case the ground is too soft for a kickstand. And finally, you're a biker if your phone screensaver is a picture of your motorcycle. That's it for this edition of You're a Biker If. America, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the source of creativity? The violin.
Albert Einstein said that some of his best discoveries came while playing his violin, according to Maria Popova at brainpickings.org.
Great ideas are actually combinations of ideas. They form from your knowledge, experiences, and insights.
You mix them together, remix, and reshape them. Eventually, a big idea is born.
But much of the work is done by your subconscious mind. That's where the violin comes in.
When you broaden your experiences and knowledge, you'll come up with better ideas faster.
Of course, you don't have to play the violin, but the more creative your hobby, the more it helps your career and leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6200.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So how are you getting along with the grandparents? It's a problem I hear a lot. Imagine the situation. Your child misbehaves and deserves his or her punishment, but then grandma and grandpa, they step in and take the child's side. What to do? Here's the developmental science of it.
And I can only imagine what your grandfather would have said.
Commonly referred to as interfering, it can undermine your authority as a parent.
And here's a little gift from Grandpa George and me.
But grandparents, they really don't realize they're interfering. They're just trying to help out, and grandparents can be a great source of learning for your children.
My grandmother was the first person to ever punch me in the face.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Next time this happens, just explain the situation to the grandparents and inform them quietly, without emotion, that you appreciate their help, but you're in charge in your home. Check out my book, Chief Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Hey, boys and girls, 21 half the hour. This is a Good Day. Hello, hello, hello.
We use mobile. devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497. Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
All right, time for us to go back to this week in 1993 for a review of the top five songs on the pop charts during that week. First one, or actually the fifth one, first one on our list that we're going to fill your ear with is the number five tune from this week in 1993, done by Soul Asylum, called Runaway Train. Didn't you use this the other day in the My Three Songs contest?
We did.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, crank it up, Richie.
'90s all pop stuff.
Yeah. All right, Roberta, you know who this group is?
Not a clue.
Joy,
you don't know who Soul Asylum is?
That's what Jesus said. You didn't have a clue. Joy, you know who these people are?
Yeah, I sort of know their music a little bit, but the '90s were not my favorite decade for music.
What's your favorite decade for music?
I mean, I actually like. For rock and roll, certainly the 60s and 70s.
Right.
For country, I mean, I think Taylor Swift is terrific.
Yeah. All right, let's find out what they think about Janet Jackson. Number four this week in 1993 was If. Jennifer over here should be all excited about this. Janet Jackson. Would she have been a hit maker if her last name were not Jackson? Would anybody have ever heard about her?
She's got quality music for sure. But yeah,
I mean, and good arrangements, and she's charismatic in person. And of course, regardless of her last name, she did have the wardrobe malfunction.
That's true.
Ah, that was wow. But would she have even gotten saying, there if right. she hadn't had the name?
Would she ever even got on stage if it weren't for being a Jackson?
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the question. Okay, so this is an AOK pop tune. Number three this week in 1993 belonged to Tag Team. There it is. Whoop. Whoop. There you go, Joey. Whoop.
And this is the part everybody knows. The rest of the song, everybody would be like, what song is this?
I have never, ever, ever heard of.
No. All right, Richie, crank it up.
Now are you folks what it's all about? Now it's time for us to get on the mic and make this motherfucking party hot. I'm taking it back to the old school.
But in the beat, it's irresistible.
Yeah.
And that,
could be.
It is.
Yeah. Other than that. There's not a lot of mental taxation going on. All right, next one. Nice ballad by UB40, number two this week, 1996. Crank it up. Damn, no. Fall in love with you, wise men say. Remember that?
Joy, Roberta, who originally did this song?
Elvis.
There you go.
Come on, the king. This is an abomination.
Someday,
this is a total abomination.
Bring back Elvis.
This is like music. Like Elvis music.
Number one song.
Number one song by Mariah Carey. That's a good song. This week, 1993. Sort of nondescript, if you will.
Did you guys see Straight Outta Compton?
Straight Outta Compton?
Yeah, it was the number one movie for 4 weeks in a row. Okay.
No.
It's worth seeing, first of all.
Really?
But I want to run a theory past you.
Okay.
Which is, you know, it was N.W.A. Mm-hmm. And it was really who were the first really hip hop group that, you know, that did really well. And and for me, I mean, it was kind of a revelation. Hip hop is certainly not my style of music.
They're gangster rap.
Yeah.
Gangster rap.
But that movie makes you understand two things. And the same week I saw Straight Outta Compton, I saw Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm convinced of is if you're trying to start a revolution and get a lot of people on your side, you need bumper sticker theories and something with a beat, which is basically hip hop. And both Hamilton and Straight Outta Compton are exactly the
bumper
same.
Bumper sticker movies.
Yep.
Yeah, bumper sticker theories with a beat.
Interesting.
So Bernie Sanders needs to get a hip hop presidential hit.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
And baby, that's you.
Voice Club on the air on Good Day. Hello, 33 after the hour. You're listening to the Doug Steffen way of examining issues of the day. Some of them serious, some of them not so serious. Rich McFadden is here at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is here. The alleged appearance of Roberta Fasanelli may or may not take place because she's in a brand new technical world. Let's see if we can pull a few plugs here or there, because she always has something good to be said. And so we wait for that. Well, we're not going to wait for it, because there are other things that we can say about what's going on. Let's talk about Harvard professor Larry Lessig.
What'd he do?
He is running for president.
Oh, good luck.
He exceeded his $1 million crowdfunding goal. So he said, I am going. Matter of fact, he was on this week on ABC. He said he's running for president. I think I'm running to get people to acknowledge the elephant in the room, he said to Stephen Poubelis. We have to recognize our country. We have a government that doesn't work. We have partisan platforms that are stalemated. He's right. Everything he said, I didn't see him, but I read a review of what he said. I agree with him pretty much 100%. He says, if elected, listen to this, Richie.
Yeah, can't
he
wait.
He will be the first referendum president.
Oh!
Promising to serve only as long as it takes to pass his Citizen Equality Tax Act.
What is that?
The bill aims
scary.
At reforming campaign financing,
okay,
voting rights,
all right,
and congressional representation. Once that bill is passed, he says, I will step down, handing over the reins to whoever my vice president is, hopefully it'll be Carly Fiorina, because I want this guy to be president.
I don't.
Well, that's too bad.
He's a one-ticket, one-item.
That's what we need. One ticket fixes
no.
A wealth of problems.
Oh, he can only deal with one item. So, what about the other 3,000 things he's thrown at the president?
We'll call up David Palmer to fix that. Okay. So, members of Congress returning. So, the first thing on the plate is that the government will shut down at the end of the month unless they do something. September 30th deadline to fund the federal government. Remember, our calendar year for the feds is October to October 1st to September 31st. Nobody's ever been able to explain that to me, by the way. Anybody ever? You know why we have our calendar? The government calendar year goes from October 1st to September 31st to 30th? Oy. Okay.
I don't know.
On the agenda, beside government shutting down, is the Iran nuclear deal and the Planned Parenthood issue. Huh? What? Why? You're going to defund Planned Parenthood? First of all, they all should be defunded. Any 501c3 should not get one red penny from the taxpayer. You need help? Then
go earn it.
You go
start a Kickstarter campaign.
Do whatever. Go fund me, Kickstarter, whatever, but get out of the government.
Right.
And this is what Larry Lessig wants to fix, Richie. That's why he's running, to fix these kind of problems. The story about, I mean, how many times have you heard the Planned Parenthood story? Oh, yeah, yeah. So there's that, but there shouldn't be, never mind what they did or what they don't do. Planned Parenthood does a lot of good things. Abortion's not one of them, but they do other things in their clinic. But does that mean they ought to be subsidized by the federal government? Not at all. No. 501, the only thing that should be run by the government is the government. Nobody should get money from the government, no assistance, none of that stuff. And that's what this guy, Richie, Larry Lessig, wants you to know. Let's see if this comes up in the political debates. Next one is scheduled for next week, I believe. Isn't it on the Cable Not Network?
Next Wednesday.
Wednesday. Okay, our poll today at DougStephan.com asks, what issue is most important to you as the next political debate gets into the focus? A, the economy. B, ISIS and or Iran. C, immigration. D, the tax system. E, whatever else may be out there. I said the economy when I took the poll. Kenny, what'd you say?
Tax system.
Tax system, okay. Well, that's sort of in league with the
economy. Yeah, I'm with Ken. Yeah. Tax.
Well, I'm with him too, but I sort of put that in with the economy. Okay, so we've taken care of how I believe the political system gets fixed, and so we'll move on. Actually, I want to fix your body. I want to fix your health. I don't want to do it. I want you to wake up, get smart, be healthy. And the way professional and Olympic athletes are doing that is to get on the Neo 40 program, which is related to the nitric oxide program, which is related to Super Beats. Super Beats. I feel like I want some kind of trumpet fanfare. I should actually send you, Richie, the fanfare that I have for Meredith's ringtone. It's really quite, it's regal. And I believe that that's the way we should introduce our discussions for Super Beats.
Okay, here. How about,
Nah.
No? Well, okay. How about,
I can't get it replicated. You'll have to call me. Anyway, so let's get to the bottom line of this. A great product, great benefits. It's drinking a delicious glass of cherry juice, because now Super Beats taste like cherries, black cherries. You get that, you get full of power. You are opening up your veins and arteries so the blood can get everywhere. The little microscopic, those mini microscopic veins that get into your brain, your muscles, all of your organs, and you're going to get the blood pushed into those. That's what Super Beats does. And the Neo 40 product is basically Super Beats in a capsule, but because it melts in your mouth and gets into your system right away, streamlines into your system within a minute or two, you feel the difference. It opens up your arteries and veins, gets the blood rushing around to your brain, wakes you up. If you're in the gym, it'll give you more muscle power, which is what you want. It's really a fantastic, fantastic find. And I'm happy to be one of the preferred places that they've placed their information. So you can go and take advantage of it by dialing 800-655-4183. Or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com. You'll get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry flavor when you order 2 months' supply of Neo 40. Neo 40 we're all taking. We're all using Super Beats. So why? Don't get left in the dust. Come on. Do your thing. Call 800-655-4183. Doing your thing means to beat the odds. Be healthier than most. Don't suffer from high blood pressure. Keep the blood pressure where it needs to be with Neo 40 and Super Beats. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, you've been left out. You're rejected. So how much does that hurt? Actually, a lot. Here's the biological science of it.
I'm a loser.
Your kid didn't get picked for the team, your daughter didn't make cheerleader, and you're left out on a promotion that you thought was guaranteed. Anytime we're left out, neglected, ignored, excluded, even in an internet chat room, it impacts our brain. Some people are so hurt by being left out, they actually become passive and numb. Why? Recent brain imaging suggests that people who are left out are really crushed and hurt, and the part of the brain that responds to physical pain lights up too. What's the chief psychological trick? Into everyone's life, some rejection will fall. The quicker you replace the rejection with a success, the quicker the pain will go away. Got a question about rejection? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, Remote, free from Apple, allows you to sync and control iTunes and Apple TV from any iDevice over your home Wi-Fi network. Remote.
It's a hit.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Harrison with you. According to a new progress report, deadly and destructive weather, not to mention droughts in Georgia, California, Kansas, North Carolina, Florida, Tennessee, North Dakota, and all across the country, are consistent with the changes scientists predicted would come with global warming. As far back as 1995, analysis by the National Climatic Data Center showed America, quote, had suffered a statistically significant increase in a variety of extreme weather events. Scientists now predict flooding may double the amount of corn wiped out over the next 30 years. Costing agriculture $3 billion a year. Conversely, the West will have devastating droughts as global warming decreases mountain snowfall, causing what snow there is to melt earlier in the year. Reality check from the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This All-Star is particularly remembered for one swing of the bat. Although he'd only played 54 games with the Yankees, his extra-inning home run against the Red Sox sent the Yankees to the 2003 World Series.
Stone hits it to deep left. That might send the Yankees to the World Series. Stone, a hero in Game 7.
So, where is Aaron Boone now? The Boone family has baseball in their blood. Aaron was the third generation of his family to play in the majors. After retiring in 2010, he became an analyst for ESPN's Baseball Tonight, joining former Reds teammate Barry Larkin. And Aaron still talks about the Yankee shot heard round the world.
And I was going to take a pitch, and on my way up to the plate, I said, you know what, you're thinking too much, just get a good pitch to hit.
As he's known in Boston, Aaron Bleeping Boone. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
15 before the hour, 45 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler. Roberta.
Happy to be here.
You are, really?
Yes, I am. I'm thrilled to be
Tell
here.
Tell the truth.
I know. I miss you guys. You guys are family. I love all of you. You know, I think I spend more time with you guys over the last 20 years than I have with my own family.
Right. We were talking about that earlier. In fact, we all, I think yesterday we said this, didn't we? Jennifer admits, mm-hmm. and so does Kenny and Richie and I certainly have said this for years. I spend more time with you people than anything.
Yeah.
When Charlotte was alive, I spent all my time with her. But with her absence, I find, other than, I suppose, if you take apart or put aside your sleeping habits, the person that you love and sleep with, where you would spend more time with them. I mean, as far as being awake is concerned, we spend more time with each other than with anybody else in our lives.
And awake and engaged. That's the real key.
Engaged.
You know, we're engaged with each other. You know, most of the time, except when we zone off. When Doug goes off on his rants, we go,
all right. Excuse me? Already she's becoming a pain, and she's a guy here. All right. So here's the story of this comedian who criticized overweight people that has sparked a lot of conversation about censorship on social media. Maybe Kenny and Richie can put this together. This is the actress is Nicole Arbour, a British lady, right?
No. She's a U.S. comedian.
All right.
And she posts...
Video called Dear Fat People.
She posts rants on Facebook and YouTube, and she's extremely popular, has 500,000 followers on her YouTube channel. But yesterday she uploaded a video called Dear Fat People, where basically she under the guise of, I want you to live longer, this I'm doing this for you, just goes full guns a-blazing at them. Stop eating the wrong food. It's your fault you're fat. And just, and it's, well, the video is funny.
Uh-huh.
And it's very hard hitting.
Why? What is it that she says that isn't true?
Well, that's what you have to decide when you see it, if you can see it. Because not only the big story here is that the video has been watched 21 million times and is getting reaction from all sides of the spectrum, both loving and hating her take. But for some reason, the YouTube video was taken off yesterday. Her channel was suspended.
Why?
And YouTube thinks, or people think, that YouTube suspended it because of what she was saying was incriminating other people.
Incriminating?
People,
what does that mean?
Well,
you mean discriminating?
Hurtful, discriminating, hateful.
Yeah. Okay.
Some people think that she pulled the video herself to try and get more attention.
Really?
But I can't play the video here.
Because?
Language.
Really?
It is hardcore.
Hardcore, but, what? You fat so-and-so?
It's a stand-up comedy routine, basically. Mm-hmm. Think if you're going to a comedy club mm-hmm. and you're going to see a comedian up there. But she talks about having to sit next to fat people on the airplane. Why am I being moved? Why am I losing my seat? Mm-hmm. She talks about making right choices. Why don't you just eat this instead of that? But you have to hear it.
All right. So how is this different than our, we had earlier, we have a My Three Songs contest, and the contest today focused on songs that sort of extol the value and virtue of women who have big butts. And it was nicely done, I suppose. Maybe it was, I don't know if it was nicely done or not. The idea of doing it came from Jennifer Horn, who is one of our strongest competitors. Strongest presenters and contributors. And she, all the guys said, oh, yeah, this is a lot of fun. But I heard from some women who didn't think it was so much fun.
So
is it just it's a taste thing as much as anything else? I think the message, there are two things here to be discussed. One of them is the message. People are eating the wrong foods. They are killing themselves. And it's costing those of us who do not do bad things to our body more money because we pay in the collective sense. So mm-hmm. it's pretty selfish. But most people don't look at it that way. They look at what tastes good, what's cheap,
And she does say in the video, she says, listen, some of you have some health issues that are causing your weight gain, and I totally get that.
Yeah.
But for the rest of you, just stop eating.
Yeah.
Is what she basically said.
Stop, no, don't stop eating. Stop eating the wrong things, and yes, too much of anything. You have to,
but the question
what is
it?
Your stomach will tell you 20 minutes after you've had too much to eat that it's full.
Are we trying to make fat okay so that everybody can be comfortable with it? And is fat shaming out of bounds?
51 after on Good Day.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
You know, it's funny. Some of us will never, ever find true love. Like, take, for instance, me. And I'm pretty sure that guy right there and that lady with the sideburns and basically everybody at table nine.
Well, what happened to the song?
Make you smile whenever you're sad. Carry you around when your arthritis is bad. All I want to do is grow old with you.
Please get out of my Van Halen t-shirt before you jinx the band and they break up.
Medicine when your tummy aches. Build you a fire if the furnace breaks. So it could be so nice. Growing old with you.
We're living in a material world and I am a material girl or boy.
I miss you, kiss you, give you my code when you are cold. Need you, feed you, even let you hold the remote control. So let me do the dishes in our kitchen sink. Put you to bed when you've had too much to drink. Oh, I could be the man who grows old with you.
Very cool. right. So Adam Sandler's 49, so we focus on him, his music, and his movies. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here at 55 past the hour on Good Day. Also joining us is Dr. Joy Brown, along with Roberta and Kenny and Richie and I. She's pretty much in the same league as you are, Chucker, when it comes to seeing every movie, thinking about all these stars, knowing what the plot line is, because she goes every night to a different movie, it seems, or if she goes to a different Broadway show, or in some way, shape, or form, is into the action in New York. So I want to hear your opinion.
She's much more qualified than me. What am I doing here?
Well, no, I'm not sure about that. I want to know what you think about Adam Sandler and what Joy thinks about Adam Sandler.
Well, I'll give you my opinion first. He's 49. He certainly bucked the trend for a lot of comic actors on the big screen. I mean, if you look at the career of Jim Carrey, there's been almost no interest in Jim Carrey once he hit the age of 40. He's had very little success at the box office. Sandler, despite what critics say, they pound him, they don't like him. He still has people other than Pixels showing up to see his movies, and they're profitable enough for him to continue. He just signed a deal about a few months ago at Netflix, I think, to do a three-picture deal. That's going to be the next phase in his career.
Well, I think the last thing he did that was even fun was Wedding Singer. I mean, I think he was wonderful in that. But and clearly there is kind of a sort of
you didn't like 50 First Dates?
No,
I thought those were cute movies.
Well, first of all, I think he's become kind of the Three Stooges of modern life, in that there's this huge dimorphism between men and women about whether or not they like Adam Sandler. Because I think Adam Sandler, with all due respect, reminds you guys of being kind
young
of frat
and stupid.
Boys.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And
he's a man child.
Yeah. And for I know this comes as a great shock to you guys, but women do not necessarily appreciate idiot boys. You know, we sort of look
Don't tell my wife that.
Idiot men, at least.
I'd be in trouble.
You know, so I think there is, and Hollywood obviously has a whole bunch of men children in it, but in terms of box office success, his last couple of movies, I think, have tanked, haven't they? I mean, they do okay on DVD, and they do okay internationally.
You are, they didn't perform like his other films. They probably worldwide at a break-even point.
Well, but honey, that's tanking.
Yeah.
When you talk worldwide, I mean...
Well, if he was a stock, he would be on a downtrend. I'll give you that.
I got to tell you.
You would have sold.
You've just sent me into a severe depression here.
Okay, well,
My whole being has just been attacked.
It has.
It's a taste, an acquired taste. I used to not like him at all. I do. Richie keeps saying to me, you always say the same thing whenever he's on. Yeah, I'm consistent anyway in that I didn't like him, and now I do. And I think...
What do you like about him now
like
that you didn't before?
The way he sort of handles things when he did those two or three movies with Drew Barrymore.
Wedding Singer was great.
Yeah, but there was another one, the first dates. And the...
Yeah. I think the barometer is Mr. Deeds. If you like Mr. Deeds, you like Adam Sandler. If you don't like that movie, you don't.
Yeah.
I find that movie hysterically funny.
Well, so there you go.
I find it tedious. I'm with Joy.
Yeah. All right, so men like Adam Sandler, women don't. That's what I take away from this conversation.
Yeah, I think that's...
Is Joy going to be on my segment all week or what?
maybe, if it helps you feel better about what you're doing, Chuck, or not, maybe. 59 past the hour.
I'll deal with it.
Food for thought on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America. Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. you'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.